I was wondering if anyone, I've been pursuing this for years now, and it's a really stupid, well, never mind. Does anyone out there know if there's such a thing as an ionic polymer? I mean, something that's like a covalent polymer, but it has ions in it incorporated into it, and like the covalent large molecule structure is effectively an ion because it has a net positive or negative charge, and it's balanced by ions in the midst of it. Because it sounds like a natural thing that anyone could make or something, but I'm wondering if anyone's ever done it. This is Aaron from North Hollywood, even though I don't actually live in North Hollywood, but I've been Aaron from North Hollywood for so long, I don't want to change it. Bye.
Right. An ionic polymer, huh? All right, we'll just write that down. Ionic polymer. Okay. Basically, what we need to find out is do a little survey. I promise that I'd be as much help as I can on this line. So what I'm going to do now is find out just who or what. I know I have a lot of friends in high places, and I have high friends. And let me just call up here. Ionic polymer, and that, let me write that again. And that puppy, let's see. Okay. This guy's got to be home. He's a friend of mine. Yeah. Oh, good.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I have a question for you real quick.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, are you on the other line?
No.
Oh, of course not. Hey, do you know what an ionic polymer is?
An ionic polymer?
Yeah, I got this call from somebody that wanted to know, and I thought it was a technically minded thing. It's an ionic polymer. It's something like a covalent polymer, but it has ions in it.
Sounds to me like it might be one of those things like you're seeing the record stat.
No.
The thing that shoots negative ions at a certain thing to take away static?
Well, you see, the covalence large molecule structure is effectively an ion because it has a positive or negative charge in it.
Yeah, but it could be possible that it's one of the fritters that, the catafract doesn't work right in the
Oh, you think I'm joking, huh?
It could be.
All right, well, it's balanced by ions in the middle of it,
right.
So.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, it's supposed to be a natural thing. Anyone could make it.
Huh?
You know, it's supposed to be a natural thing. Anyone can make it, but we were just wondering if anyone knew how to make one of those ionic polymer things.
No, am I on tape here or something?
No, we're just, I'm asking you a question now.
Well, you're asking me a real
question. Okay, I got to call someone else.
Question.
Okay, anyway, let's find out what an ionic polymer is here. Let's see, we 886, all right, 08. Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis?
Hey, Mac.
What's up, buddy? Hey, I have a question for you. You're pretty technically minded, right?
I'm what?
You're technically minded.
I guess.
All right. I need a. Do you know what an ionic polymer is? Some guy called me up and wanted to know what an ionic polymer is.
No.
Well, it's something like a covalent polymer, but it has ions in it. You never heard of one of those?
Oh.
Well, you see, the covalent covalence large, I guess, molecule structure is effectively an ion, but basically, it has a positive or negative charge, and it's balanced by ions in the middle of it,
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be a simple thing anyone can make, but according to this guy, he says it's a natural thing, but we were just wondering if anyone's ever done it, or if you knew what it was, or anything like that.
No, never heard of it.
You don't know what it is, then, huh?
No.
All right. Well, Dennis, sorry to bug you. We'll get back to you later, then.
Hey, am I live in the air?
Are you? What? Why does everybody say that when I call them? No, you're not live on the air.
I'm not live on the air.
No, I'm just calling and asking a simple question. Hey, do you know of anyone else that might know, though, by any chance?
You might try Dan Dualface.
Dan Dualface. Well, if he doesn't know by now, he should, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, then.
Let's go ask him.
All right, well, I'll ask him another time. Thanks, Dennis. Gotta go. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, darn. I thought Dennis the Creeple, of all people, would know what an ionic, what the hell is it, a polymer is. All right, let's try one more. I'm not going to waste my time here, basically. Let's just do a random one here. Let's see, 7. Okay. Oh, I got an idea. Let's do this. Okay, 7. This would be fun to call this number up. 7610333. A lot of you might remember that was the old movie line input number, and... This is going to be very strange indeed. All right, here we go. Okay, I'll have to make this official.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, who's this?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Paul Mack here.
Paul Mack?
Yeah.
Yes, can I help you?
Well, I was doing a, I'm with Paul Mack Productions, and we're doing a thing. I wanted to know if anybody out there knew what an ionic polymer was. Because this guy called me up, and, I've been trying to This isn't a joke. I'm serious.
I believe you. Who are you trying to reach?
Well, I was referred to this number. It was a movie line input or something.
And what number did you call?
761-0333.
Huh. Well, that's our number, but...
Well, basically, an ionic polymer is something like a covalent polymer, but it has ions in it.
I happen to know what an ionic polymer is.
You do? Are you serious? Well, please, tell us. We've been searching.
What kind of a production are you working on?
Well, I'm just working on telephone entertainment here. It's beauty, and it's great. If you can just tell us what an ionic polymer is, I'll never call. This would save a billion calls, believe me.
Okay, wait a minute. All right.
Really quick. If you can sum it up in, you know, whatever you think an ionic polymer is. All right? Because we've heard that it's supposed to be a natural thing anyone can make, but we were just wondering if anyone's ever done it.
Okay. A polymer is a long-chain molecule.
All right.
And ionic would mean it would be either missing or having an extra electron, making it either positive or negative.
Right.
And it's probably used as a filter of some sort.
I see. So that's an ionic polymer.
Well, hey, listen, don't quote me, but that's what I think it is.
Right, well, I see. Well, we were just, that's like the best answer I've gotten so far. All my phone fluky friends don't seem to know what it is, but you, sir, seem to know.
If you have to look it up or ask an organic chemist, they'd know for sure.
Well, I've been asking a lot of organic people, and they don't seem to know. So what's your name, sir?
I hesitate to give it out.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, we're just doing a little survey, but I do appreciate that theory, and now we can go on with the rest of the show, and that's that, I guess.
What show is it?
Oh, this is, you know, this is Cinemas, the Paul Mack, what are we calling it this week? Let me check here. This week it's the Paul Mack Entertainment Line. Now, that's what it is this week.
Uh-huh.
All right. But I want to really thank you, and if we don't have anything to give away, but we will be coming, as soon as we come up with Cinema Scoop, we'll be giving away movie passes, and we'll send you a few.
An ionic polymer also sounds like a great interstellar drive.
I see. Well, that sounds it's very interesting. Thanks, interstellar drive, huh?
I don't know.
Is that like the drive to Vegas? I hear that's a very long drive.
Sure. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye
bye. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, an ionic polymer, and that gentleman answered our question. And well, there you go, Aaron from North Hollywood or wherever you're living now, whatever universe. That is what an ionic polymer is. Thank you very much.
Remember back in the 20s when young people got their exercise dancing the Charleston? Well, today our daughter Jane keeps in shape with electricity.
Babs, did you know the county's going steady with Leroy and Milligan?
Jane, are you going to the dance?
Yes, but I'm not going to the dance with that jerk Wilfred.
I don't blame you one bit.
Besides, I wouldn't be seen in his old jalopy. Makes me bounce and shake like a bowl of jelly. Oh, and listen, Babs.
I'm having another phone put in next week.
Is this a comment line? Hello. Is that Christine Paul Mack or something like that? Is your line going back up? Oh. Why don't you make it into a regular comment line if you do go back up? Just make it a regular comment line, not a movie line or entertainment. Make it a comment line. We don't have enough. You never have enough. Okay, God bless. I'm going.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, Bob. You just said there weren't enough comment lines, and you hope we run a comment line. Well, of course, it is my line, and I can do what I want, but without being rude. I feel, of course, there are a lot of comment lines currently running, and even if there were just a handful of comment lines, which there are, consider this, there aren't any. I repeat, there aren't any movie lines out there right now or any lines that speak about just, you know, entertainment and films. And since this is what I enjoy doing, that's why I'm going to bring up a film-related entertainment line known as Cinema Scoop, of course, coming in September. Thank you very much, and we'll listen to your comments and suggestions in the future.
Yeah, I'd like to know what happened to the movie line. That's it.
Well, the movie line is truly history, and it's also a part of telephone history. We closed our doors on the movie line tapes back in June of 1985, and of course, for those of you who remember the movie line and enjoyed our recordings there, we will be having our movie line marathon. That's right, 20 of the finest movie line tapes that free telephone entertainment time can buy. So give us a call right here at 989-7500. During August 16th through September 4th, 1986, every single day, a brand new show, a brand new waste of time. That's right. So give us a call, and we'll present the best of the movie line. But I vowed never to go back and do another movie line tape, which I promise and will never go back and do. However, with our Cinema Scoop programs coming up shortly. It will be similar, but not the same exact thing as the movie line, but it will be that movie-themed entertainment line that we ran before, very similar to that. So that's the answer to that question, and now on with another.
It's Scott Goddard calling. Yeah, it sounds interesting. While you were talking, I wrote, on the road to places not yet charted, we're on a run tonight, and we just got started. We're leaving this world, and you can never go home. To places unknown. So give me a call, because you can never go home.
Well, you two can call the new telephone entertainment.
Cocksucker.
Hey, yo, Wawa.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. All right.
I bet you already know about it, Ron, but if you don't, give it a try. Let's just say some wimpy person answers the phone. Does that give you a clue? I hope it does, because... Oh, boy. Give me a call as soon as you can.
Denying that you have my number, eh, Rich? Well, it looks like you have my number. And that was the new number that you gave out that time. And first of all, I don't know how you got it that time. Supposedly somebody gave it to you and left it on your answering machine. Well, fine and dandy. But what do you do when you get it? You call up the first person you can and give it to them. What's your excuse for that, eh, Rich?
Welcome to Believer's Choice, a Christian perspective on the movies. I'm David Kyle.
Now stop that. He may be a good customer of General Electric. Well, thanks to progress, Mother and I can spend more time together. We've got the new electronic babysitter. Television is here, and no doubt it will improve. But I'll bet there'll always be the good guys shooting it out with the bad guys. Yes, sir. It seems like these are the best years of our lives. Or does that sound like an echo from the past? Well, I guess it's about time to move on. All of us should know the song by now. Let's sing it together.
Oh, there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Shining at the end of every day, there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Well, that's about going to do it for another week of Spontaneous Combustion right here at 989-7500. We'd also like to have you come back and listen to the 4th Annual Mackey Awards next week, which runs from August 10th through the 15th of 1986. And don't forget to catch the premiere of CinemaScoop beginning September 5th of 1986. And hear the Movie Line's finest right here on the Movie Line Marathon beginning August 16th through September 4th of 1986. 20 of the Movie Line's finest right here, selected by myself. This is Paul Mack, and stick around for Side One all over again. Bye-bye.